Because as you know, today we celebrate the great solemnity of the holy apostles, Peter and Paul. Hands down, among the greatest and most important of all the saints in the church. And in today's gospel, we have one of my favorite passages in which we see Peter's confession at Caesarea Philippi. When asked, "Who do you say that the Son of Man is?" Peter responded, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And this confession was so valuable to the apostles, Peter and Paul, that they were willing to give everything for it and shed their blood rather than renounce it. We know that, of course, Peter was a fisherman, had his whole fishing business set up in the city of Capernaum, yet he left that to follow his Lord, going all the way to the city of Rome to shed his blood, refusing to renounce his faith in Christ. Similarly, we had St. Paul, who was a very dedicated Jew, at one point was actually persecuting Christians, but of course had his wonderful conversion on the way to Damascus, and like Peter, was willing to shed his blood, once again in the city of Rome, rather than renounce his faith in Christ the Lord. And then in response to Peter's confession, we see Christ's promise. The promise that the gates of the netherworld will never prevail against his holy church. And so it becomes incumbent upon us to really trust in Christ the Lord, that no matter what happens in this world, no matter what happens to the church, no matter what attacks are levied against it, Christ will never abandon his church. The gates of the netherworld will not prevail against it. Finally, I would like to exhort everybody to pray in a special way for our Holy Father today, since he is the successor of St. Peter. One of my favorite things that they do in Rome on this feast is, if you go into St. Peter's, there's this statue of Peter where it's a tradition to kiss his foot. But every day, every year on this feast, they always dress Peter up like the Pope. They put this really elegant red robe on him, and they put a papal tiara on his head, dressing him up as the Pope. Just a neat little thing that they do every year. And so on this feast of St. Peter, I would ask that you would, in a very special way, pray for the successor of St. Peter, His Holiness Pope Francis, and of course always remain faithful to Christ the Lord as Peter and the Holy Apostle Paul did.